Merry meet, and welcome to The Pragmatic Pagan. This podcast explores an inclusive pagan path via science-based witchcraft, no deities included. With a focus on nature and energy, this spiritual practice is centered on lunar tides and seasonal cycles. Join me weekly for ways to stay connected and in tune to the universe. And we can stay connected when you follow me on Facebook at A Pragmatic Pagan or on Instagram at The Pragmatic Pagan. Reach out to share your questions or stories. I would love to hear from you. You can also leave a voice message via my page on Anchor Podcasts. Link in the bio. Merry meet all. As of right now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, most states are in a safe at home order, asking residents to stay home in hopes of helping to flatten the curve by slowing the rate of sickness. With that in mind, I am proud to say that everyone is home in my apartment building here in Seattle, but truly everyone is home, making it a bit difficult to get quiet space to record. So please forgive any random background noises. We are starting this episode with a pragmatic pause. It is important to note that the history of Beltane is a highly heteronormative and deity-focused celebration that does not allow for a fully inclusive practice embracing the spectrum of gender and identity. I want to encourage the pagan community to widen the concept, to consider how polarity and dichotomy exist on a sliding scale with so many variables in between. We can generalize and stereotype to better understand concepts, but only if necessary. Then, we need to practice and teach acceptance along the spectrum of life. With that in mind, Beltane is a celebration of creation and pulling on all aspects of ourselves. The solar, the lunar, the dark, the light, the caretaker, and the breadwinner. We can and should learn to find our personal balance within ourselves and embrace the spectrum on which we all live. The rites of Beltane and similar spring celebrations are some of the longest celebrated holidays in our human culture. Beltane itself is considered one of the oldest and goes back to deep roots in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. Sitting opposite the seasonal wheel from Samhain, Beltane is another fire festival to celebrate the changing of the season. Another time when the veils between this world and the next are thinnest, and access to different vibrational planes is easier. In fact, some pagan German culture actually celebrates a night of witchery, similar to the revelry and mischief of All Hallows' Eve, only in warmer weather, and as we celebrate the coming of summer. Fairies and spirits are part of Beltane celebrations and often include an appeasement to the fae kind, whether it is a planted garden or sweet treats. Many traditions center around these gifts in return for blessings on fields and crops. Beginning the night before May 1st, revelers would douse their fires and, at dawn, spark a new fire out of sacred wood. This fire would bring light to the new year and provide blessings and protection to all who crossed within its path. Celebrations included passing between two fires, jumping the flames, and moving in a clockwise circle around the fire, all to bring protection, fortune, and abundance in the coming seasons. It was a time when cows were sent to pasture, but first paraded between the fires of Beltane, a blessing so they may be protected as they roamed. Some groups smeared the ash of the Beltane fire on their forehead to bring protection and luck. Other cultures gathered May morning dew, which was said to bring the ultimate holy water and offered youthful magics. Much like the Roman celebration of Floralia, which was said to be assimilated into Beltane, this holiday is filled with flowers, whether you wear them as a wreath, adorn your home or altar, or plant them in your garden. This is the time of watching things come alive, and what better way than through watching a flower bloom? Some cultures decorate a May bush with ribbons and trinkets. The maypole is another tradition that involves ribbons and weaving together. May Day is also a day of hand fasting, weddings, and consensual rites of passages for couples. This tradition is rooted in the history of the holiday, which celebrates the creation of things through the union of the Green Man and May Queen, or the deity Bel impregnating the Great Mother. This balance and dichotomy of genders is one that is rooted deeply in Beltane celebration, as are the deities associated with it. And while celebrating consensual unions is a thing of great joy, It is important to make some historical and present-day connections on the oppression of women through forced marriage, as hand fasting was seen to bind a woman to her husband, whether she was willing or not. As pagans, we can reclaim and modernize this tradition, making it a mutual giving and binding of selves to each other, truly a celebration of union. Beltane is a day filled with celebration and feast that begins with the rising sun and the spark of a new flame. It is a time of mock battles between light and dark, summer and winter, with light reigning victorious. Spend the day in celebration of life, of love, of change, and the summer season to come. All right, witches, pull out that pen and paper and let's talk about some ways you can celebrate this holiday. Right now, many of us are still limited in our ability to get out and about due to the pandemic, so I will include some ideas that are tailored to that. But I also want to share some thoughts of what might get you excited to start planning next year's Beltane feast. The simplest thing I can say is flowers, flowers, flowers. Bring them into your home, plant them, pick them, make wreaths for them, dry and press them, however you want them. Flowers are an essential ingredient to this holiday. For those like me who have crazy allergies, well, I bring flowers in other ways. I doodle them in my journal, I wear headbands of fabric flowers, I spend time outside in nature enjoying them from a distance that doesn't make me sneeze. I also turn to some of the other imagery, which include butterflies and birds, and of course our friend the bee makes an appearance as well. Decorations for altar and home can include all of the above, and your interpretation of each. Traditional activities for this holiday include the maypole, something that is a lot of fun in groups when we can gather again, and many traditions on how to do it. But in general, a singular pole is placed in the center of a circle. Each participant takes a ribbon. Then every other person moves in the opposite direction as they make their way around the circle. Generally, one set of ribbons can be just a little shorter to help accommodate this. And around you go. As participants circle, it can be a dance and lighthearted giggles, it can be walking and laughing, it can be meditative and focused on the weaving of your goals together. So many ways to encounter the maypole. Another big tradition is, of course, the bonfire. Whether it is one fire or two, the procession between, over, and around the fires grants protection in these summer nights. It ignites passion and inspires creation. Whether you're able to light a bigger fire or just a few small candles, find ways to spend time with fire today, either meditating with it, warming yourself with it, or downright celebrating. Fill your day with the brightest of flames, and then get out into that sun and enjoy the coming of summer. Because Beltane mimics Samhain in its position of transition, it offers a good moment to do some divination work. We will spend some time with divination in season 2, but consider doing a tarot reading, pendulum, mirror, or crystal ball work. All may have more success during this time. A great activity to decorate your home is to create a May chain, a simple paper chain of rings, each ring carrying a thought, a wish, a moment of gratitude. You can either start the month with a big May chain, each link pre-written, then as a day passes, unlink a chain, meditate on the idea, or go the reverse way and build your chain day by day, link by link, with things you love or are grateful for. Use this chain to decorate a window or your altar. As I mentioned in my introduction, Beltane tends to focus on a union of male and female, a dichotomy that doesn't necessarily fit everyone. So instead of focusing on sexual union for creation, instead, I think of how my personal passions help me to create, no matter what I am creating, whether it is art, a good conversation, or a meal. So I like to put a spin on the maypole concept. Instead of designated to represent a male with the pole and the female, all the ribbons coming together in union, I like to create a maypole of personal creation, myself as the totem at the center and the ribbons wrapped around, each one representing a trait or value that make me who I am. Also, much like Samhain, many believe this is a time of fairies and spirits, so depending on your stance on that situation, you can incorporate this into your work. Often, this just means planting or baking, and well, you can just do those things as a way to celebrate, regardless of your stance on the fae folk. This day is a great day to bake and feast, as I mentioned. Roast or stew, however you like your meal. It is often a celebration of what is left in the larders before the harvest begins to bear fruit. With its proximity to Earth Day, Beltane also offers motivation to get outside and spend time turning earth, whether planting a flower garden or a food garden, or maybe a little of both. As you are able, consider how placement might help beautify your neighborhood, a visual treat for others to watch as things grow and bloom. Hand fastings, weddings, and celebrations of unions are also common and are deeply unique and personal to the participants. This is also a time of sexual ritual and fertility. My only comment here is that consent is so important, so please be mindful of that and how you celebrate. And if you are interested in the concept of hand fasting, but disagree with its historic past and forced marriages, consider how we as pagans can modernize and reclaim that ritual and bring it into the new world. In most cases, people already do this, making it a mutual binding. Love and passion are always great things to celebrate. For those that are gathering to celebrate their union this year, blessings and good fortune to you. May your days be filled with love and laughter. You can also use a handkerchief, attaching each ribbon with purpose and keeping the handkerchief until each wishful ribbon has come true. It can also include things you hope to accomplish or bring to yourself, binding them to you. This is a time to turn inward and see what lights your internal fires. What gets you excited to create, to explore? What sparks passion inside you? Ignite your inner flame. Beltane is a great time for abundance spells, so consider checking out a few of my other episodes, including episode 10, which talks about abundance jars, as well as my new episode on spell writing, episode number 46. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Pragmatic Pagan. Please reach out with any questions or stories you are willing to share, and stay connected by joining me on Facebook at A Pragmatic Pagan or on Instagram at The Pragmatic Pagan. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, until we merry meet again. Oh, and the universe is telling you to stay home, don't touch your face, and wash your damn hands. Let's do our part to stay inside and keep our community safe and healthy. Until we merry meet again.